Praise God. Good morning. I'm going to open up here in a little prayer. Father, we just thank you in the name of Jesus for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I pray that you minister, because if I minister, it's not going to be good. If you minister, you minister life. You are the teacher. You are our life. And we thank you, Lord God, that Christ is our life. And we thank you, Father, that we ask anything in Jesus' name, that he will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So we praise you. Turn with me in your Bibles, if you will, to the book of James, the first chapter, verses 22 through 25.
I'm sorry.
Praise God.
Say that again.
James.
In the book of James, the first chapter, the 22nd verse through the 25th verse. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Praise God. And before we get into the message, I'm just going to sing, you may be seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. I'm just going to sing two songs I believe the Lord has led me to sing. And praise God. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, so unworthy of the blood that set me free. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, and yet it flowed for me. Here am I, so unworthy of the blood, so unworthy of the blood that set me free. Oh, here am I, so unworthy of the blood, and yet it flowed for me. Oh, flow through me. Oh, flow through me. And I'll run after you. Oh, flow through me. Oh, flow through me. And I'll run after you. Oh, flow through me. Oh, flow through me. And I'll run after you. Oh, flow through me. And I'll run after you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Getting back to the scripture. And in verse 24, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. I ask you the question this morning, who are you? Who are you? In verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hallelujah. Blessed in his deed. The perfect law of liberty is found at Calvary and no place else. Hallelujah. Where Jesus purchased our victory. Jesus has left his bride all the blessed benefits found only through the finished work of the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Romans. Romans 6 and verses 1 through 3. Romans 6 and verses 1 through 3. What shall we say then? Praise God. I'm sorry, not 1 through 3. I want you to, we can read 1 through 3. Read 1 through 5.
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. And in chapter 6, verse 3, where it says, know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? I'm going to read you a few notes from the Expositor's Bible. When Christ died on the cross, in the mind of God, we died with him. In other words, he became our substitute, and our identification with him in his death gives us all the benefits for which he died. The idea is that he did it all for us. Praise God. Verse 4, let's read that verse. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Not only did we die with him, but we were buried with him as well, which means that all the sin and transgressions of the past were buried when they put him in the tomb. They put all our sins into that tomb, and we died with him. Hallelujah. We were buried with him. And his resurrection was our resurrection to a newness of life. Glory to God. Praise God. Verse 5. For we have been planted together in the likeness of his death. We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Paul proclaims the cross as the instrument through which all blessings come. Consequently, the cross must ever be the object of our faith, which gives the Holy Spirit latitude to work within our lives. We can have the likeness of his resurrection, live the resurrection life, only as long as we understand the likeness of his death, which refers to the cross, is the means by which all this is done. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I thank God. Hallelujah. At the cross where I first saw the light, where the burden of my sin rolled away. Hallelujah. It was there by faith that I received my sight. Amen. And now I'm happy all the day. Glory to his holy name this morning. We praise his holy name. And there's a lot of problems today in America and all over the world with identity theft. But as a Christian, we have to be careful of identity theft, that we don't buy into what the devil is selling us. And he's trying to sell us a bad bill of goods. Amen? We don't want it. Hallelujah. Identity theft. Who's your daddy? Hallelujah. Praise God. The benefits of the beloved comes from Calvary's Crimson Stream. That's the name of today's message. Calvary's Crimson Stream. Through faith in what our Lord did at Calvary, we become a child of God. By coming to the Father through the Son, where the love blood did run. Hallelujah. In John 14:6, praise God. Let's go back there to John. In 14:6, we know the scripture. Hallelujah. But it's always good to turn there. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come unto the Father but by me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From Calvary's crimson stream, by faith in what he did there, is benefit number one. Hallelujah. God the Father becomes our Father. Praise God. And let's turn over now to 1 Corinthians. Going to be going over to 1 Corinthians, and we're going to be looking at chapter 2 and verse 2. Praise God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I feel a little bit like Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes this morning. I know nothing but him crucified. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's the way we're to be. Praise God, because I don't want to know anything but him crucified. Because that is where the power comes from. That's where the Holy Spirit ministers from. If I'm looking to psychology to bring me out of the depths or any 21 steps or 40 days of purpose or whatever it is, I want the cross. That's where all I have to go to. Praise God. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Galatians 2:20. And that famous scripture. Hallelujah. And we know my pastor, my first pastor of the Assembly of God many years ago in the 1970s, his name was Richard Adams. He's still pastoring. He went to be a missionary in China. And he's back here in the United States now. He's ministering in Massachusetts. But the whole deal, he used to say this to us. If you want to remember Galatians, Ephesians, and Philippians, just remember, go eat popcorn. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Yet not I, not by my own strength or my ability or my talents, and even not by prayer or Bible reading or fasting. They're all spiritually wonderful blessings, or feeding the poor or whatever. But if we think that we score points with God by doing that, then we don't get the point. Hallelujah. Prayer, Bible reading, fasting, giving alms to the poor, helping people in need. They're all wonderful things. But we can't do it out of a sense of service, but out of bondage, I want to say, because we're all in service to the Lord. But praise God, we have to do it not out of duty, but seeking the Lord's beauty. Hallelujah. We have to do, those things should flow out of relationship. Oh, not that I've got to get my 3 chapters in today. I'm behind. I got to read it. I got to do it. And you catch yourself going through there just to get caught up, zinging through the scriptures instead of the Lord speaking to you. I've done it myself, so I know what I'm talking about here. And God wants us to look to Him as our strength and our ability, because we can't do it in our own strength. And we need His strength. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. We need His anointing. Praise God. So it must come out of a flow of a relationship with God, with our Lord, not out of duty, but to seek our Lord's beauty. Benefit number 2, I live by faith in the finished work of the Son. Hallelujah. Now let's turn to the book of Luke. Praise God. To the book of Luke. And the 24th chapter and the 49th verse. Luke 24 and the 49th verse. And behold, I send you the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Praise God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad this morning that you are endued with power from on high? That the Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father, was sent to us, and we have received, if we are saved, and if we are baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking of tongues, we have the promise of the Father. Praise God. And God wants His church to pray in the Spirit. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, we're speaking in tongues, but God wants to empower our prayer life in prayer, in private prayer, by praying and allowing the Spirit to praise through us. We know not what ought to pray for, but He's praying perfectly within the will of the Father. And sometimes praying in English is just not enough. So you have to pray in the Spirit and ask God through that. God knows what to do. And just trust and just let it rip to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And so we thank Him this morning. And if you have not experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you're hungry today, today is your day. Praise God. With my wife, I've led many people to the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is a baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And He will baptize you today. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so we thank God for His Spirit. The promise of the Father comes through the Son. He's speaking, of course, of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I am tongue-tied to Calvary's crimson stream. That's how the Holy Spirit comes. That's how anything comes. It comes to us from Calvary. All the benefits of the Beloved come through the cross. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. We have the promise of our Father this morning. We are partakers of the promise of the Father. No identity theft. Our identity is in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure you felt sometimes in your life that you were on the outside looking in. But the Holy Spirit is on the inside looking out for you. And He is leading us into all truth, bringing us into remembrance to everything that Jesus said. Hallelujah. Benefit number 3, the Holy Spirit and the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Praise God. The next scripture, you shouldn't have to turn to it. It's John 3:16. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody here in church today that has your Bible, if you're not, you're undressed, you're naked. Everybody look. No, I'm kidding. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Amen. John 3:16. Salvation because of Calvary's crimson stream. We know salvation is, as we said, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Amen. Salvation because of Calvary's crimson stream. You and I will not perish, but will be forever in His parish forever and ever. And that's a long divine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Benefit number 4. Salvation through the spotless blood of the Lamb of God. Praise God. Now let's go back to Romans, the 6th chapter. But this time I'm going to be looking at the 16th verse. As we go through Calvary's crimson stream. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. The believer is either a slave to Christ, for that's what the word servant means, or else a slave to sin, which he will be if he doesn't keep his faith in Christ and the cross. Once again, allow us to state the fact that if the believer attempts to live for God by any other method than faith in the finished work of the cross, he is doomed to failure. Praise God. And that we don't want. Amen? We want to live victorious. The believer is required to obey the word of the Lord. He cannot do that within his own strength, but only by understanding that he receives all things through what Christ did at the cross, and his continued faith in that finished work, even on a daily basis. Hallelujah. And that means moment by moment that we'll be looking to the cross, because when temptation comes to my life, I go to the cross. I take it to the cross. Hallelujah. All of us are going to be tempted, but that doesn't mean that I have to try temptation on. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because temptation is a dead end. Amen? Praise God. And we have life. It doesn't mean that you will never sin again. But thank God that we have 1 John 1:9. Amen? If we are faithful, if we confess our sins, the Bible says that He is faithful and just and to forgive us of all sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He does that how? By the blood. Glory to His holy name. So we thank Him for that. Hallelujah. In that finished work on a daily basis, we go to Him. Then the Holy Spirit, who can alone make us what we ought to be, can accomplish His work within our lives, within our lives. He works from within the framework of the cross, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now we want to say that in Romans 6:16, that it is sanctification, the message of the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Benefit number 4. The blood not only brings you, and that is it. Benefit number 4. The blood not only brings you into eternal life, but the blood empowers you and I to live a holy life. It's the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. And I just turn back a couple chapters to Romans 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And how did the peace come to us? Well, it came to us by the cross. Because you won't find peace any other way. You won't find peace from Muhammad. You won't find peace from Confucius. You won't find peace in any other way. Even those that are masquerading as so-called Christians. Hallelujah. The only true peace comes from He who died on Calvary for you and I. Hallelujah. We thank God that we have peace through the cross. The just shall live by faith. That statement has two parts. Number one, I will live forever by faith in the finished work of the cross. And number two, I live by faith in Calvary right now. This very moment, I place my faith exclusively in the finished work of the cross, not trusting in my own strength or my ability. The just shall live by faith in Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Benefit number five, justification through Jesus and His salvation. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, when we were in Pennsylvania, something I never saw before, it's right on the Maryland border, they have what they call red detours. And on these red detours, they got a sign pointing, the arrow goes up. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not sure traffic that meant anything, but it meant something to me, and it should mean something to you. We got a red detour that is causing us to go straight up. Hallelujah. Glory to His holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Now, we handed out those sheets before. And first I want to start out with defeated Christian living. When our focus is works, what we're doing, so many people, even in church, have been lulled, oh, I got to pray more. I got to read my Bible more. I got to witness more. I got to do this more. I got to do that. All those are wonderful things. But when we make our focus works and the object of our faith our performance, then our power source is ourself. And the results are failure. And we don't want that. Amen? But victorious Christian living, our focus is Jesus Christ. The object of our faith is the cross of Christ. Power source, the Holy Spirit. Results, victory. Glory to God. He's the one that's got to empower us because we cannot do it in ourselves. You know, the other day I was carrying things out to the car, my transportation. And then the Lord spoke to me. And said this, the Lord carries everything for me, and I just place myself in the vehicle of His grace, Calvary. He'll take me wherever I need to go from there. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to repeat that again. The Lord carries everything for me. I just place myself in the vehicle of His grace, Calvary. He'll take me wherever I need to go from there. Hallelujah. The message of the cross is number one, Jesus Christ, the source of all blessings. Number two, the cross of Christ, the means by which all blessings are given. Number three, the cross of Christ is the object of our faith, the means by which all blessings are received. And number four, the Holy Spirit superintends all of this. Turn with me to the Gospel of John, one of my favorite verses that I had given to my mother in a plaque that hung in our living room for years. And now, she knows it's real because she's there. Hallelujah. John 11:25. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Hallelujah. Believe in His finished work of Calvary. The resurrection comes through Calvary's crimson stream. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God for the resurrection. God the Father in the resurrection puts His stamp of approval on His Son's perfect sacrifice and says, well done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise Jesus. Number six, the benefits of the beloved, the resurrection. Because I live, ye shall live also. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The next scripture is Titus. Turn over with me to Titus 3 and verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us, by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm so glad that by His mercy is our beloved brother Jack, who's with the Lord now, His chesed. Hallelujah. Amen. He saved us. Had nothing to do with anything in me because we know that there's no good thing in us, only what the Lord has placed there. So we praise Him and we give Him glory. Hallelujah. All of us have needed mercy and we always will need mercy. Thank God His mercy is new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Benefit Hallelujah, glory to God. Are we on benefit number 7? Benefit number 7 is mercy. To the merciful, He will show Himself merciful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God that He's merciful. And there's nobody out there that we're better than. We all needed salvation, and they do too. No matter what they're doing, no matter what false religion, no matter what lifestyle they're living, God loves them. And His mercy reaches out to them from the cross, and with open arms is ready to embrace and to love them and to bring them home to Him. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name this morning. He is a wonderful God. Hallelujah. He is a loving God. Praise His holy name. Let's turn to Ephesians. To Ephesians 2:8. Hallelujah. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Hallelujah. And an anagram, or acronym I should say. God's righteousness at God's expense. Or at Christ's expense. Let me try that again. God's righteousness at Christ's expense. Praise God. Is the word grace. God's righteousness at Christ's expense. The definition of grace from the Greek, from Strong's Concordance, the divine influence upon the heart and its reflection in the life. Glory to God. Benefit number 8, grace. By grace, all our sins are erased. Hallelujah. And let's turn to the next scripture, which is Colossians 1:13. Colossians 1:13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God that His light shine in the darkness. Thank God for every one of us that is here today that His light shined into the darkness and came down and showed us the light lit by the cross that calls out to all who are weary. Come unto Me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. For My yoke is light and My yoke is easy, and you will find rest unto your souls. Glory to His holy name. Thank God that He is able. Deliverance through Calvary's crimson stream. There is no habit that He can't break. No addiction that He can't overcome. Hallelujah. It's by Calvary. It's by the blood. That's how we got saved. And that's how we're delivered. That's how we live. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Benefit number 9 is deliverance. He compasses me about with songs of deliverance. Glory to His name. And in the same book, just a verse down from chapter 1, we did 1:13. Let's go to 1:14. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we look at redemption and how wonderful it is. But hallelujah. We're going to go to forgiveness here. Even the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. I've been forgiven. Because He who died for me has risen and is ever living. Hallelujah. Praise God. Benefit number 10 is forgiveness. You know, we don't have the time today to cover all the benefits, but we have eternity to do so. Praise God. And Calvary covers it all. Praise God. From Calvary's crimson stream flows the anointing. Hallelujah. From Calvary's crimson stream flows the blessings to the beloved. From Calvary flows the confession of our sins. Hallelujah. From Calvary's crimson stream flows to us the debt has been paid in full. Because I owed a debt I could not pay, but He owed a debt that He did not owe. Amen. Glory to His name forever and ever. From Calvary's crimson stream, eternity with God. Hallelujah. I've come to know. From Calvary's crimson stream I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sod. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. We become family. People that I never knew. People that in the natural wouldn't even like me. And maybe likewise. But hallelujah, now you're my brothers. Now you're my sisters. Now I'm your brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now we get to meet people that are at different spots and you see a bumper sticker on a car and you go up and you say, hey, do you love Jesus? They say, I sure do. And it's so good no matter where you travel. He is already there. Hallelujah. Thank God that He is there. And thank God that you and I are part of the family. Thank God because of Calvary's crimson stream, we're going to glorify Him forever. 20,000 years from now, we'll be glorifying Him round the throne. 50,000 years from now, we'll be glorifying Him round the throne. We'll be giving Him glory 1,000,000 years from now because He is worthy. He is worthy and He is holy and He is all that we want and He is all that we need. Praise His holy name. Glory to His holy name this morning, church. Glory to God. Thank God that because of Calvary's crimson stream, we have His holiness that is not imparted from my goodness, but thank God from His goodness. Thank goodness. Hallelujah. And from Calvary's crimson stream comes our inheritance. And our inheritance is Him. It is the Father. It is the Son. It is the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Thank God that we have that inheritance. And the wonderful thing is, and we can't understand it, we're His inheritance. Why would anybody want me? But hallelujah, He does. Hallelujah, praise God. He loves us. And thank God that He does. Hallelujah, praise God. And because of Calvary's stream, we come into Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Amen. Because of Calvary's crimson stream, we have Jehovah Makedesh, which is the Lord, our sanctification. Because of Calvary's stream, we have Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace. Because of Calvary's stream, we have Jehovah Shammahi, the Lord is there. Because of Calvary's crimson stream, we have Jehovah Nisi, the Lord, our banner in victory. Hallelujah. And because of Calvary's stream, we get to know the King of Kings, to know and to be known by Him. Because of Calvary's crimson stream, He is Lord, He is Lord, He has risen from the dead, and He is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because of Calvary's crimson stream, there will be a morning without clouds that is coming. Hallelujah. And we will meet Him in the clouds. Glory to God. We thank Him and give Him glory. Hallelujah. Because of Calvary's stream, you and I are going to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Glory to God. Because of Calvary's stream, you and I are overcomers. Because of Calvary's crimson stream, we have the presence of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because of Calvary's crimson stream, we have been quickened by the power of the Holy Ghost, the judge of the quick and the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank Him and give Him glory because of Calvary's stream. stream, because of His stream, His crimson stream, we are redeemed. Redeem, redeem, Thy love to proclaim it. Redeem, redeem, by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, praise God, you and I are redeemed. And hallelujah, because of Calvary's crimson stream, He is our shepherd. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is our shepherd. He shall lead His flock like a shepherd. He shall gather His lambs in His arms and carry them in His bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Amen. Praise God. Thank God that He's our shepherd. Because of Calvary's crimson stream, we triumphed in Him. Hallelujah. He is our Redeemer. He is our victory. And because of Calvary's crimson stream, the unction of the Spirit of God is within us. We have the Holy Spirit, and we can speak the language of God. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, that may not have edified you, but it sure did me. Hallelujah, glory of God. We praise Him and we give Him glory this morning. And we thank Him that because of Calvary's crimson stream, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me now and ever and all my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. I forget the words, but hallelujah. He plunged me to victory. That's what it's about. Hallelujah. Praise God. And actually, it's my favorite, one of my favorite hymns too. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Also, because of Calvary's crimson stream, we have worship. We have worship. Like that song, that one of the songs we began with. Flow through me, oh, flow through me, and I'll run after You. Oh, flow through me, oh, flow through me, and I'll run after You. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You this morning. And we know, and I'm using spiritual poetic license here, hallelujah, He's excellent. There's no X in Strong's Concordance. Hallelujah. But His cross, X marks the spot. That's where I came to life when I was a little boy and I went to the Presbyterian church. And I I thank God that my mother used to grab me by the ear. I used to hide under the covers when I was about 5 years old, praying that she wouldn't come in and take me to church. And I'm so glad that she did. I heard so many wonderful Bible stories there. I remember the coat of many colors. I remember the songs as Emma Gehrig played on the organ, Onward Christian Soldiers. I can remember, I could feel it. I could feel the presence. And there was a picture there of Jesus with lambs all around them. And I said, Lord, I know that when I'm going to die, I'm going to go to heaven. But I want to be with You now. Hallelujah. And 15 years later, in a little apartment in Newton, New Jersey, I asked God to come into my heart. Amen. Praise God. And I have never been the same since. I'm not saying there's times where I didn't stumble. Hallelujah. But every one of us has stumbled. And every one of us has needed the blood. Amen. And thank God that the blood will never lose its power. Well, let's move on to why. And because of Calvary's crimson, hallelujah. Oh, chalamahaya hashishishi. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for ministering. Because of Calvary's crimson stream, all the promises of God are yea. Amen. and amen. And finally, Z, because of Calvary's crimson stream, you and I are marching to Zion. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching onward to Zion, the city of our God. And praise God through the blood this morning. Thank God that we enter into the Holy of Holies by the blood. We come unto the Father by the blood. Oh, we come unto life by the blood. We live daily by the blood. Whatever temptation comes your way, even if it's a besetting sin, take it to the blood. Take it to the cross, because that's where the Holy Spirit will minister from. And He comes to you today to minister to you, to love you, to come to you, and to draw you nearer, ever nearer. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the place where Thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to Thy cleansing, bleeding side. Hallelujah, praise God. Thank God. I thank God that He ministers out of imperfectness. I thank God that each one of us, that He will minister to us, and that He will perfect that which concerneth me. Amen. And the same for you. And that He loves you this morning, and that Calvary's crimson stream is coming to you to embrace you, not only for salvation, but for sanctification, to live this life. It's very simple, but yet it's very profound. I don't understand it all, but I know He does it. And I know He's making a difference in my life because of the cross, because of the message of the cross. Praise God. We thank God. We give Him glory this morning. And we give Him praise. And hallelujah. This morning, after we have our final song, if you want to come up afterwards, we're going to have the altar ministry. And I know that God is going to move. And I know that He's going to touch you. And I know that He has for you what only He can do. Yes. Praise God. Praise His holy name. So hallelujah. Let's have our closing song now. And then we'll have our closing prayer in the altar ministry.